kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music, stupid and contagious. On tonight's show, well, of course, we've got plenty of thanks to go around to all you generous Twang Trust pledgers out there. Fun drive wrapping up for another year last week. We did pretty darn good, and we owe it all to you. So yeah, we got some official thanks to give out. Also, well, the big Fuse show is coming up this weekend, Saturday night at the Park Theater. And coming soon to a newspaper near you, Stu's 10 Essential Fuse Tracks list. Yep, keep your eye on the newspaper. We'll preview that list tonight, along with a nice little opening set, some, you know, spark the fuse music, as it were. Also, it's our last show for Black History Month. We've ignored it so far, but we won't tonight. And hey, how about some jazz? Last week on the show, I said I wasn't into jazz. I didn't listen to jazz. I thought maybe it's time to edumacate myself. Maybe it's time to get highfalutin here on the Twang Trust. So we're going to listen to some jazz tonight. Just because we want to be like all the smart kids. Here, tonight on the Twang Trust. Indeed. Brand new there from Jen Grant and Friends. A lot of friends she has. Christine and John Kay and Rusty Robot among those friends. Numerous friends. That's a song called Hello Everyone, Ceasefire Now. I'd say it's about time, yeah. I used to, you know, if you had an opinion on that whole matter, if you were one side or the other, I used to think, you know, please submit a written answers to my questionnaire here before I decide to give you a high five or not. But yeah, I think even that time has passed. Here is Lucinda Williams.
This is why I'm a musician and not a politician.
Hi, this is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twain Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
Thank you. just want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hiding with power, here they come. International loan sharks backed by the gun. Market hungry military profiteers, whose words are a swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who rob life of its quality and render rage a necessity by turning countries into labor camps, modern slavers and draggers, champions of freedom. Sinister, cynical instrument who makes the gun into a sacrament, the only response to the deification of tyranny by so-called developed nations, idolatry of ideology. North, south, east, west, you kill the best and you buy the rest. It's just spend a buck to make a buck. You don't really give a flying fuck about the people in misery. IMF, dirty IMF, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debts. See the paid off local bottom feeders passing themselves off as leaders. Just kiss the ladies, shake hands with the fellas, open for business like a cheap bordello, and they call it democracy. Call it democracy. See the loaded eyes of the children too, trying to make the best of things the way kids do. One day you're gonna rise from your habitual feast, find yourself staring down the throat of the beast they call a revolution. It's a glorious, peaceful revolution. Takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. And they call it democracy. And we call it democracy. And they call this democracy.
Talk about a dream, try to make it real. You wake up in the night with a Hi, this is Martin Joseph from Wales. You're listening to All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's true. That was, in fact, a Bruce Springsteen song, at least, as rendered by the Dropkick Murphys. Yes, Dropkick's doing Badlands there. Beyond the Beat. Have you seen that thing yet? At the Museum for Human Rights? I haven't been yet. I went to see Tom Morello, but I haven't seen the thing. I mean, you could have gone that night, but you had to run through it in like half an hour if you even wanted to catch the show, and then by then you're nowhere near the stage. So it's like, nah, I'll come back. And I will. It's around for a while. There's some songs. I don't know if any of those songs are mentioned, but they certainly could be. We heard Martin Joseph doing Bruce Coburn's They Call It Democracy from Martin's covers album, Run to Cover. And a double shot of Lucinda Williams off the top. That was Marching the Hate Machines into the Sun. A cover by who? Someone. I forget who. Someone we never play on the show. The name's not coming to me. Look it up. Look it up. You can look these things up easily, all on your own. You can figure it out. Go on. And then we heard Lucinda hanging out with Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, covering Bob Dylan's Masters of War. Pretty jazzy, pretty jazzy. We got more jazz for you tonight on the Twang Trust coming up, because we're fancy like that now. Now that we did so good at Fun Drive, we got well over $3,000 here. I'm once again the $3,000 man, and feeling pretty good about it. Yep, and we're feeling fancy now, so we can listen to jazz now. And we'll do that a little later in the show. But first, yeah, we got to say thank you to you, all you good folks out there who called in over the last couple of weeks to support us here at CKUW during our Fun Drive event. And yeah, pretty darn good. We got we're over 50 grand now pledged, and a good chunk of it collected. If you haven't sent in your particulars, you can do that anytime you like. And we hope you do soon. If you're doing the payment plan, great. And if you didn't get around to pledging, it's not too late. In fact, I haven't even made my prize draws yet. We have all this stuff to give away, particular to our show. And we haven't made the draws yet. And even if you're going for the tax receipt, like, you don't get the swag, you know, the T-shirt and all that sort of stuff, hoodies and such. You don't get any of that if you're asking for a tax receipt. It's sort of one thing or the other. And that's not our call. That's a governmental thing. But here's the deal. We have some special Twang Trust exclusive things we're giving away. We've got prints from Wild Focus Photography. You can check out wildfocusphotography.ca and see if there's something you'd like to hang on your wall. And if you win the draw, you get a print. And we got some records and some CDs. Some of them are even autographed, so they sound extra fine. And what do you know? I think we even have brand new albums and tickets to the Fuse to give away in those fun drive packs. We'll make those draws soon. But yeah, if you didn't get your pledge in to support CKW at the $75 level, you can get in on those draws still. We'll make sure we give the tickets away before Saturday, because that's when the show is. It'd be kind of dumb to give them away after that, wouldn't it? But the other ones, maybe we'll wait for the weekend. So yeah, you still got a few days to get your pledge in here. Give me a call. Shoot me an email. StuReed@shaw.ca. Go to the Twang Trust website. Go to gigposters204.com. You can find me anywhere. I'm easy to track down. But yeah, like I said, feeling good today. And feeling like saying thank you. And just feeling good. And feeling so good also that there's a brand new Faye Webster record coming out this Friday. It's called Underdressed at the Symphony. I'm just dying to hear a song on it that's called eBay Purchase History. What a song title. Oh, can't wait to hear that one. But here's something to start off our thank you set. And don't worry, we're not gonna spend your money on something stupid like Faye does during this song here. But like Faye, we are feeling good today.
I'm feeling good today. I ate before noon. I think that's pretty good for me. I'm gonna see my brother. He's got a new girl, but he's good at making time for me. I might open my doors. I got exterminator, so it doesn't matter if bugs come in. That way my dog goes outside. My neighbors know his name. Thought that was weird, but I'm over it. I got paid yesterday. I'll probably buy something dumb because I am pretty childish. But all my friends are the same. Just finding something to do. Find a new hobby just to ditch it.
this is John Hyatt, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thanks. Thanks for the marijuana.
And the hashish, too.
And every other thing I ever smoked with you.
Well,
thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for the heroin.
And the cocaine, too. And the epidural that got me and her through.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for the acid.
And the ecstasy.
And the methamphetamine.
Thanks.
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 Thank you.
And thanks to everyone who called in last week during Sunrise. Thanks.
Thanks for the water.
Thanks for the wine.
Thanks for showing me a real cool time. Thanks.
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 I'll give you a couple more. I'm starting to get in the mood.
Oh, good. Ah, thanks indeed. Thanks to you, and thanks to the Beasts of Bourbon there. From their album, what was that album called? You Know You Want It Now. Beasts of Bourbon. It's called Little Animals, that album. All the way from Australia, the Beasts of Bourbon. With some thanks for you. All that other stuff, that's between you and them. But thanks for your pledge last week. Yeah. And John Hiatt was thanking you, girl, for your pledge, as were the Beatles. Beatles and John Hiatt brought in a lot of pledges from the ladies last week. So, yeah. So they were pinpointing that demographic. And when we started off with brand new Faye Webster, the new record comes out this Friday, Underdressed at the Symphony. We heard Feeling Good Today. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be feeling good. Well, we'll be feeling good in about, 24 hours or so when this weather breaks and we go back to our regularly scheduled warmer than it should be weather. Oh, this winter thing, man. 2 days and yeah, I'm over it. But don't worry, yeah, it's gonna pick up. It's Thursday even. Actually, tomorrow it's gonna be nice. Going up to -4, and then Friday's plus. We get into pluses again. And then it dips down a little bit Saturday, but still not by much. So it's going to be fine weather this weekend. There's lots going on this weekend. Friday, slow leaves is at the West End. That's going to be tons of fun. Sunday, Alison Russell's playing the Park Theater. That show finally sold out. Took forever. I don't know what everyone's problem was, but I'm looking forward to that one, too. And, of course, the night before that at the same venue, Saturday night at the park, it's The Fuse. Now, I know some of you, like me, had tickets to see William Prince and Casey and Clayton that same night at the Centennial Concert Hall. But all the good-hearted folks sold their William Prince tickets. You know you're going to get a chance to see William Prince again. I mean, the guy does play a few times a year, let's face it. And you'll see him. I mean, it'll be cool to see him at the concert hall, sure. First time he's headlined that hallowed hall. So, you know, it's a cool thing to be at for sure. So if you're going, okay, I'm fine. I did sell my front row ticket. Didn't have much trouble doing it either. But, yeah, the Fuse, actually, your opportunities to see the Fuse are much less than your opportunities to see William Prince these days. The Fuse pretty much do this one late winter, early spring gig annually, and unless we can convince them to play some Joker's Backyard, you know, that's, like, generally it. So, yeah, this Saturday, it's it. I think there's like a handful of tickets left, but just a handful. So if you don't got it yet, get them now while you can, or cross your fingers that I draw your name, because I got a few to give away to some lucky CKW Fund Drive supporters of the show. So yeah, cross your fingers there. But, you know, if you don't believe in Lady Luck, I'll sell you one. Fee free, flat $30. It'll cost you almost $35 if you do it online. But yeah, we got them fee free at the Studo. Anyways, that's coming up. But I thought we'd get prepared. You know, I used to once in a while when the guys would play back in the early days. Like I did a few. I DJ'd before their sets. I did it for the Six once at Grant Park Arena, which was fun. And then every once in a while, they're playing somewhere, I'd put a tape together, a mixtape, and play it before the show or in between sets. So we're going to hear a best of that sort of stuff right now. In fact, these next four songs, three of them, the Fuse themselves have covered at one time or another over the years. Starting off with this one here from Nick Lowe's Last Chicken in the Shop from the album Live Stiffs. Here's an appropriate little number for dinner time called Let's Eat on the Twang Trust.
Okay, let's eat. Tonight, let's quit talking and go. stick to me while the vampires bite and their teeth come down. If you stick to me on this sinking sea, we won't drown. Yeah, stick to me. Just like the moon now. You better stick to me. That's what to do now. Hey, you better stick to me. Yeah, you better stick to me. Ah, you better stick to me. Yeah, you better stick to me. Hey, you better stick to me. Yeah, you better stick to me. Stick, stick, stick. That's all. Stick.
Show me, 'cause I tried and I'm still missed. I'm fat, I can't do it anymore, and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied.
Ho! Elvis Costello and the Attractions' very first album, My Aim Is True, and Mystery Dance. Were you there? Were you there at the, was it the St. Vitale? I believe it was the St. Vitale Hotel, where after Elvis got off the stage at the Playhouse Theater in 1978, he ran over there, jumped on stage with the Fugees for a few numbers. Were you amongst the millions who claimed to have been there, even though there were only like 200 or something? You might have been. I wasn't, sadly. I wasn't even at the Elvis Costello show because I hadn't bought a ticket due to peer pressure. I had the first two albums, but like all my friends were into Journey and Styx and all that crap, and it's like, you're not going to that new wave show, are you, Stu? It's like, no, I wouldn't go there, no. And now it's like my life's only regret. I've got a few. Anyway, what else did we hear in that set of Sparking the Fuse?